This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go. Football Friday, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into the show. Hope you're having a fantastic day. General at your service. Salute to you. Brian Broaddus is out, taking a three-day weekend. So salute to Krusty. And we'll do our best in his absence. You know.
Yeah, well, and even for him, it's not because he'll be pre-gaming Cowboys style at 9 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
We'll see his weekends. He's really still just getting a two-day weekend.
Wow, look at that. Hardest working man in Cowboys media, Brian Broaddus, is off on this Football Friday. It's got to be very important, whatever is keeping him from the show. Lucius Alexander was in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and fits you. Ready to go 5 hours flawless. You got Wolchuk and Chiafalo, of course, and Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And we're ready for a big show. I'm excited. Some barbecues on the way. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. And as we open every Football Friday show, we start with our predictions. What's yours at 877-881-1053? Leave your name and city you're texting from. I think the Cowboys are going to be moving the ball more than ever. So much and so, in fact, that I believe on Monday we're going to be talking about, have the Cowboys figured something out here? And the answer will be no. It's just that the Falcons' defense is terrible. So,
yeah,
I think the Cowboys have some success here moving the football. Ultimately, it's too much to ask with as many defensive players that are out for this team to imagine them holding anybody, much less Kirk Cousins in this vaunted offense under, 38 points is my call, Wolchuk, 38-31.
Yeah, this is an uphill battle. I mean, especially if you don't have ideally what have been your two starting corners that we haven't gotten to see play over for 2 years now, basically. Bland, I don't think is going to go. We'll talk with Steve and maybe there's an update on that. Doesn't sound like Diggs. I mean, even though Mike McCarthy said he had a good day rehabbing with Britt Brown, if it's a tear in the calf, I mean, to me, that's like, no, you're probably not playing either. So, no, Micah. You're just down too many horses. I was ready to pick the Cowboys to win this game. It was much like last night with that Jets-Texans game. Like, eventually, the NFL kind of evens out. Jets, I felt like, were due for a game. Something was weird. Unfortunately, Brian went Texans. We should have all jumped on the Jets as soon as he did that. We didn't. Unfortunately, I didn't have the balls to do that one. That's on me. But I was going to go Cowboys. These injuries, though, I think are going to be what cost them. I'm thinking 34-27, Falcons get the win. I think the Cowboys do move the football. I think Jalen Tolbert could be in for a big day, but it's just too much offensively for Atlanta.
Yeah, I went 33-30, and I do think the one path to victory here does, of course, Dak and Lamb just completely wake up in a crazy way, and they're able to just dominate. But defensively, does Mike Zimmer have any sort of book on Kirk Cousins being around him for so long? Can he find a way to dial up the pressure? Because Kirk Cousins, I mean, he's throwing picks when he's pressured. He's definitely not the same quarterback when pressured. Unfortunately, you just don't feel confident that this Cowboys front can get pressure on him. But if the old man has one more trick up his sleeve, Mike Zimmer, to dial it up in a big way, then maybe you can force a couple of errors from Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that familiarity can really be a factor. I like that angle, Chief, if you're trying to harvest some, optimism about what could allow this Cowboys defense to play well. It would have to start with Mike Zimmer. Have to start with a hell of a scheme, and everybody doing their part. Now, the Diggs injury is interesting because this morning Jerry said it's a tear in his calf, and then Mike McCarthy, painted a different picture saying there's specific drills we'll need him to do tomorrow, but he has He was much better today than we could have anticipated. He's doing everything he can to try to get ready for Sunday. Are they just playing games with availability here? If it's a torn calf, I imagine like 4 to 6 weeks. What do we know, guys?
My guess is this is just Jerry using the word tear, and it really isn't a tear, but he's just using that as the description for whatever the strain or...
Yeah, which is technically a tiny tear.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Technically a tiny tear. When you hear tear, you think, oh my gosh, this would be, we'd be talking about like out for the season or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just Jerry using a word that was probably an overstatement.
If it was a big tear, he'd be on IR and they'd be getting another player in there, right? I mean, they wouldn't be dorking around with it. So hopefully that's good, that if Diggs does have to miss on Sunday, that he won't have to miss long, because the path back is, as Jerry talked about as well, it's with getting the interceptions going again here with Bland and Diggs out there.
Absolutely. And I'm hopeful that Bland can get back sooner than later, but that foot setback, I was hearing he was going to play against the Lions. Like, all of a sudden things started trending, he's going to go. And then that Friday there was some sort of setback. And ever since then, it just hasn't seemed like he's been in line to play. So, I mean, look, they know more than we do inside that building, but if you're now rocking with, you know, Chris Carson, or Kalen Carson, excuse me, seatbelt, and then you've got Jordan Lewis on the other side, and now you're going to have to play McQuamu. I mean, Andrew Booth's probably going to have to be active for this game, and they've wanted to try and keep him off the field. It's just like, damn, you're so light at corner, and without having any stability of a pass rush that's consistent at all, you're going to have to bring the pressure, and if Kirk Cousins is able to make some plays, he can pick you apart. There's just going to be so many mismatches that Atlanta can exploit with Ray McLeod and Algier and Bijan being able to make plays out of the backfield. Kyle Pitts, Drake London. Darnell Mooney has become fantastic for them this year. They've got weapons all over the field. I just don't think the Cowboys can match up body-wise right now with all the injuries that they've got.
Indeed. Okay, so
it's a body problem. It's a body problem.
420 for Steven. Of course, we'll ask him about all these injuries and updates, and I think we'll probably have a better mood. Friday Steven is usually in a better mood than Monday Steven when they asked him the D's nuts question then. It's been 4 days for him to possibly see it on a social media feed or something. I imagine Steven's scrolling. He's seen it.
Right.
And, you know, we got a good update on it on Wednesday. So now it's a positive story.
Yeah. We've had the reconciliation and everything like that, the peace offering. But, you know, now I'm wondering, because he has been all week a G-bag of the Day champion.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we should play him the sound. Like, that's his highlight. Like, did you see, like, look how awesome this highlight is of you. You're a G-bag of the Day champion. You have been four times running. You're looking for five, isn't he?
Yes.
You looking for five today?
Maybe he's looking
for four today? I don't know.
It's close. It's one or the other.
I think four.
Should we run that back for him?
I think we should. Fine. You know, I think it's peak disappointed dad kind of moment in there. You know, I just think he's at the top of his game.
Yeah. No, 100%.
You know, if you're sitting there on a Cowboys Monday and you don't have time for goofing around and horsing around, you know, that's what you do. I got stuff to do, boys. We got a football team to fix. You know, this isn't a bad thing.
I think he'd get a chuckle out of it.
I do too.
Like, Steven, can you appreciate just how funny these 19 seconds are?
Boom.
Yes. And then just yes or no.
I'm tickled.
I think, Jerry Jones, I think we're having a rougher go than I anticipated, is another quote from him this morning. Mm-hmm. It is rougher, and I did not anticipate the challenges that we're having with this team.
That's rich, by the way. That is rich.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Yeah, because I feel like everybody was screaming, "Hey, Jerry, let's do something right here."
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
Don't speak truth over there, Lucius, okay?
Yeah, and he's kind of like 2 weeks ago looking down his nose at everybody because we don't know anything about football, you know? Like, look, can we follow back on that now? Like, who knows more? Like, is this just one of many examples, or did we just get lucky this time? How would Jerry look at that? Do you think everybody just got lucky that everybody knew your football team was mediocre at best and you didn't know?
Mm-hmm.
Or could it be, you know, that there's a genuine blind spot in there? I'd have to ask my official Jerry Cape correspondent, Brian Broaddus, but he's not here today.
Oh, look at you. Look at you with the shots.
That's so dirty.
He felt that from
the shots. From 10 minutes into the broadcast. This was shots from Broaddus not here.
You know, I've been thinking up that all night. since our pretty good throwdown last night.
It was good. It was a good back and forth. But, I mean, hey, that's his right as a GM to be able to go down the hall and say, hey, I want you to play Zeke and I don't want you to play anybody else. I do wonder what the what it's going to look like this week. I mean, Rico can't have another fever of 102 degrees. So what are they going to do? Is Dalvin Cook going to be up? Is it Deuce Vaughn that's going to be inactive?
What's
the running back? I mean, yeah, it makes too much sense, right? It should be, you know, Rico, Cook, Zeke, but I wonder how they're going to operate with that. Like every series, we're changing it out. Could just be feed Rico.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. You know, I think my belief that they'd have a chance to win is significantly higher if you tell me Rico's going to play. I think they can get a run game going against quite a few teams.
I mean, the one game you got a run game going was the one that Wolchuk was at. Sunday Pittsburgh. Night in Pittsburgh, and that was a Rico game. So it seems like a no-brainer.
Maybe they're saving him for next year, huh? Keeping him fresh.
Well, they're supposedly saving Zeke.
Yeah.
Later in the season.
I want to keep him healthy for a playoff run. When asked on the possibility of Dallas doing something significant before next week's trade deadline, Jarrah, if I see something, we look for all the meat on the bone that can improve our team. All right? So he's looking. All right. Rest assured. The Jets outscored the Texans 21-6 second half, beat Houston for a second consecutive season, 21-13 last night. Texans fall to 6-3. It's a good win for the Jets.
It's a real good win for the Jets.
Maybe that guy shouldn't sell his parlay card.
Oh, my gosh. Are they going to the Super Bowl now?
Oh, yeah. That guy shouldn't put on the parlay. No. Well, maybe it went up a touch, you know, for him. Yeah. Maybe it went over 5K now for him to cash out. Hit four legs of a undeniably awesome parlay, and he's one leg away. And of course, it's the Jets winning the Super Bowl. That's not happening. Last night was cool, and they clearly were just so much better than the Texans last night. Because the Texans, I mean, the Jets were doing everything in their power while winning the game, everything in their power to lose the game. They're fumbling intentionally, dropping the ball. Yes, they're going full DeSean Jackson at the goal line. There's a sequence there in the fourth quarter where they sack C.J. Stroud for a huge loss. You force him to settle for the field goal, and then you go unsportsmanlike. You run into the long snapper, and now you give the Texans a free new opportunity there inside the 10-yard line to score a touchdown, and the Texans can't do it.
No.
And then they missed the field goal.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It felt like they had about 20 plays there inside the red zone, and they just
couldn't do anything
to get
into
the end zone.
I mean, that Texans offense is definitely a problem. And the defense was certainly a problem last night as well. But, like, they can't do much. The offensive line is broken, and C.J. Stroud was awful last night.
Well, and they just lost a guard for the season in Kenyon Green out of Texas A&M. So it's going to continue to be an issue for Houston. But that Garrett Wilson catch, holy crap.
Oh, my gosh.
That was outstanding. Catch of the year.
Candidate,
right now.
For sure. Yeah, Stroud finished 11 of 30. He was sacked 8 times in the game. So Houston has big problems.
That's Anthony Richardson. Isn't that 11 of 30?
I did
Who
see.
Who just did an 11 of 30? We just
he,
had
he,
one
yeah,
of those.
He was like 11 of 34 or something like that. I did see somebody on Twitter say that C.J. Stroud went as Anthony Richardson for Halloween. And that's what we saw.
That's
I like
good.
That. I like that.
Had an awesome night last night doing Halloween with the family. Hope everybody did as well. And she woke up this morning with quite a tummy ache.
Yeah.
Did she?
But it was worth it. There's nothing better with little kids, and they're getting to experience that whole deal. They're a little scared, you know, and it's just a lot of fun to get to know the neighbors a little bit. Okay, it was not the Mavs night against the Rockets, though, and a tough watch, I'd say. Frustrated Luka making an appearance. Mavs were dominated on the glass, 22nd chance points. And the role players were bad. You know, this was the first time where it was like, hey, our role players are amazing. I don't think anybody else besides Luka and Kyrie even had double digits. But Houston's a good team. So you accept that there's going to be losses. 3-2 is disappointing. You know, to be honest with you, I was hoping they would come out absolutely on fire and get everybody excited. They'll be off the next two nights and host the Magic on Sunday. And of course, Banchero is out for Orlando. I look up at the clock, Cheabag of the day at 2:30. We do have time for 60 on soccer.
Yes.
Inter Miami head coach Gerardo Martino has addressed the rumors linking Neymar to the club, insist a deal would currently be impossible given MLS's salary restrictions. Neymar has a contract in the Saudi Pro League. He's making over $100 million. A year, has been linked with Miami ever since the club signed his former Barcelona teammates Messi, Suarez, Alba, and Busquets. Speculation heightened earlier this week after a report Neymar had purchased a waterfront property in Miami, but Martino said it's ridiculous to link a player to a team because of real estate, saying you have to analyze what the league offers and if this is really possible. They bent over backwards, did a deal with like Apple TV and Adidas just to get Messi there. And I don't think they could do another one, but it would be exciting if they could.
Sure would.
Yeah.
It's earmarked.
I'd love to see it.
Damn well it is.
Right? Let's just everybody say.
We want to pay our own
guys. It's all earmarked.
Who cares if it's unfair? Neymar wants to come. Find a team for him, please. Yeah. He wants to play with Messi. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. We could have Messi and Neymar in an MLS team.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
That would be crazy. Even though the Messi stuff has just totally died down. Gosh, it was so hot. And then it's like, does anybody even care anymore? Mm.
Yeah. They went on a historic run. It's an incredible story. But you're right. The American sports public just like, kind of.
It was we had our fix. Yeah, cool. Yeah. You did it. Great.
Maybe that Apple TV deal, cost them. Like the NHL, when it left ESPN, it was, out there. Maybe you got to get it back on a major platform. I don't know. G-Bag of the Day is coming up 2:30. Quick puck and around the bases next, Wolchuk.
Let's do it. We got to celebrate this anniversary and an update from Finland. That's next in the night.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is it's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 8 minutes. I've just been reminded this is the 1-year anniversary of Jared getting emotional and Mike Bassick rummaging through the pop porn in the background, which was a 5-time champion, one of the all-time great moments. And maybe we'll find some time a little bit later on to relive that. Time now to go a little back-to-back quick puck and around the bases. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. And here he is, Zach with an H. Wolchuk.
Second period underway in Finland. The NHL Global Series. Your Dallas Stars taking on the reigning Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Stars were down 3-1 at the first intermission. Tyler Seguin had his 5th goal of the season to make it 2-1. Florida with the lead, and then a late goal there from Lundell from the Panthers put him back up 3-1. But Esa Lundell, one of the Finns, it's a homecoming for him. He just had his first goal of the season, so it's now 3-2. Stars trying to cut into this Panther lead, so we'll keep you updated on this. This one's a good back and forth, and I do think this very likely could be a Stanley Cup Finals preview. Florida is an outstanding team. We know that. They just won the Stanley Cup. Stars have been banging on that door. They just need a breakthrough this year and find a way to win the West. But this could be the matchup in June for Lord Stanley.
There's some banging sons of guns, Wolchuk. I just want to salute them for the work they're doing over there and salute the NHL for knowing how to properly, promote the program overseas here. I mean, this would be like sending Patrick Mahomes over there to take on the Lions right now. Yeah. Here you go. Here you go, Finland. Here you go, Germany. An amazing game.
Sorry, Germany. We're actually giving you Daniel Jones versus Bryce Young.
Okay. Ooh, ouch.
Oh, that's rough.
That's what the NFL is doing.
Yeah, that's been disgusting. Actually, guys, I'm going to probably go with my riskiest survivor pick of the season.
What?
Yeah.
Your friskiest?
My riskiest. Yeah. I thought I should have gone with the Jets last night. The gut was telling me, my Thursday night football gut that's been really on a hot streak here, was saying Jets are going to win last night. I tried to warn Brian. He didn't listen.
Your friend's gut was on a hot streak down your couch the other week.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I haven't seen him since.
It was a gutsy performance.
I don't think that I will. But I'm going to go with this hot streak of the team that plays the Lions is losing the next week. And I don't really love any of the options this season or this week for the NFL picks. Patriots on the road against the Titans. Both teams stink. But I'm just going to take New England.
Wow, that's gutsy.
I know. Probably going to be wrong. Probably going to be wrong on that one. You guys can get your picks in whenever you're ready, but no pressure on that. And shout out to the Stars. They have nearly doubled their franchise value over the last year. When you have back-to-back trips to the Western Conference Finals, you have a 49% year-over-year increase for the Dallas Stars, according to Sportico. The Stars, as a team, were valued $1.65 billion for the 2024 season. So that's pretty good for them. I mean, good shout-out to the Stars. Most valuable franchise in hockey is indeed the Toronto Maple Leafs at $3.66 billion. Stars are right in the middle of the pack, 16th out of the 32 NHL teams.
I love it. It's amazing how considerable winning can also be extremely profitable for you. You know, it's a route to go if you want to up the value of your franchise.
I just wish you had to win to still be profitable, right? I mean, unfortunately,
well, for some,
there might be a team that, you know, you can just kind of be average and still be earning billions of dollars every year. And so maybe the incentive of winning, not quite there. At least I wanted to fight against that, but it's seeming to be very true, as Gavin Dawson's been saying for years. And I wanted to just tell you, hey, go kick rocks, bro. It's a terrible take, but nope, I think it's an accurate take.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll take Buffalo minus -6 hosting Miami.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
The points, too?
I'm just... yeah. You'd honestly... You'd probably be fine with that. Buffalo's had Miami's number plenty. I'm going to keep looking here. I don't know. I got to text Broadus and see. He's got to give me my rap sheet. I don't even know
if I might have
already taken the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you have. You do need to ask him on that. Roope Hintz of the Stars has a love for fashion. He's also from Finland, and he is going to release a new shoe line. 15 euros will be donated to the Dreams Come True project by SOS Children's Village, supporting extracurricular activities for underprivileged Finnish children. So his new shoe line will be giving back to the community in which he grew up in Finland. Pretty awesome move here from Roope. And the shoes do look pretty sick. You can go ahead and look at our friend Leah Asimakopoulos and her Twitter, and she's got them posted. The Ace of Spades shoe. It's white with some light blue or some baby blue trim along the sides. Pretty cool looking shoe here from Roope. So giving back to the community. But
it's a nice sneaker.
It is. It's pretty cool looking.
And a great performance by Wolchuk there, flowing through Lisa's name like that.
I was nervous.
Outstanding.
I was. But Gavin's been nailing it. I'm like, I got to step up my game here. I got to make sure I get it.
That's our hockey gal.
It is.
But usually you have to like get into like school zone speed to say that.
Did I say Lisa, though?
Now you did say Lisa,
it's
right?
It's Leah. Damn it.
Okay, I take it back everything I said.
It's not Lisa. It's Leah. I believe to myself. Okay, let's get happy again. It is the one-year anniversary of this incredible moment.
Two balls, two strikes. Spores kicks and fires. He struck him out looking. It's over. It's over. The Rangers have won the World Series. Ranger fans, you're not dreaming. The Rangers are the World Series champions. After 52 years in Texas, 63 years of the franchise, the wait is over. And the celebration has begun.
Amazing. It will never get old hearing that clip. You heard it on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. 1 year ago tonight, the Rangers won their first World Series in franchise history. We were up here doing radio all night long. An amazing moment. I think we all remember probably where we were during that final out for Sporzy. I was huddled up in my old apartment with a couple of buddies of mine, one of which is the Charter, Jared Hannon. Also my buddy Brandon Bordenero, Tim Rowe. We were just living this moment together. Came up here, partied with my best friends up at the radio station. 2 days later, November 3rd, will be the anniversary of the parade, which is one of the greatest days in the station's history of my life. Certainly a drunk Brian Broaddus's life as well, but gosh dang it. We need to get back there and win another one of these because I want to relive that moment.
Yes. I know, dude. Those kind of moments nourish you for years. You know, you need them occasionally. Unless you're the Cowboys, apparently. I guess they got so many of them that we continue to feast on that. But, you know, the Mavs championship, the Rangers championship, you know, what it does for a fan base, for a community when it comes to sport, you know, and the amount of time that it buys you to be considered like a satisfied sports fan. You know, the fact that Dirk did win a championship will forever make our sports lives better. And what the Rangers did last year, you know, even if they don't ever get another one, our sports lives will be infinitely better, you know, as a result of what CY and Bochy and Seager and the guys were able to do for us last year.
What a run. What a time. The parade celebrations, I guess, so Sunday is going to be the year anniversary of that. Mm-hmm. So Monday on the show, we'll have to relive some of the...
Ooh, that'll be awesome. Do we have that audio?
Hammered Brian. I hope so.
Yeah.
Hammered Brian.
Our GM Brian Purdy said it was some of the greatest radio he'd ever heard. Okay.
All time.
It's what we witnessed that fateful day. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup for some more great radio. It's the G-Bag of the Day with Lucius.
Big Godzilla. Big Godzilla coming. Yeah, hey. Big Godzilla here. Lizard, lizard, lizard. And all that other good stuff. How's everybody doing and everything and everybody's?
Amazing. It's awesome. Friday.
Yeah, yep. It is Friday. Brian Purdy said.
Barbecue's on the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
What did I eat? I forgot what I ate. Oh, I had a Jimmy John's wrap.
Yeah. You were trying to go healthy.
I'm trying.
I thought you were going to go with the pickle sandwich and give us the review.
No, I would never do that, but I forgot to get one for you. I forgot to get one for you.
I'd be crunching down on that thing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Sound like that stork that eats those pickles.
Yes.
Classic. Pickle.
Yeah. Delicious.
Look at that. Yeah. Man, I'm glad that Brian Purdy enjoys the drunk broadcasting because I deserve hazardous duty pay. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you do.
I'll be like, okay, what's going on? Oh, my God. What's happening?
Can't do four jobs at once when drunk broadcasting.
You got drunk broadcasting. Woolchuck lost his mind last week. I was like, man, is it Friday yet, fam?
Oh, yeah.
You was wildin', fam.
Richardson Bar and Grill.
I love that place. We should go back.
Hey, clearly.
Flagtober, man. It'll bring it out of you.
Yeah, I get that. All right, let's see here. I was tagged into something that said it was Godzilla's birthday. Big Godzilla.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I did see Godzilla Minus One, the director of it. They're doing another Godzilla.
Oh, that is so good. So Godzilla Minus One might be the best Godzilla. I really think so. All right, I win it right here so far. And G-Bag of the Day comes from the KMC Masterpiece, where they asked Stephen Jones, Cowboy COO, basically a billionaire, basically on the Cowboys too, about us nuts.
Are you familiar with the incident between Trayvon Diggs and Mike Leslie yesterday? And if so, can you give us any feedback about that?
I'm not aware of that at all.
Okay, so Trayvon Diggs comes out and talks to Mike Leslie while he's still in his pads about a tweet that he sent out asking what Trayvon Diggs was doing. And he said to Mike Leslie, you don't know ball. You can't do what I can do. Mike Leslie responds, I'd love to talk to you about it. And Trayvon Diggs walks back into the locker room and says, you can talk about D's nuts.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything to say because I don't know about it. And I'm not
going
to comment on that.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much for your time, man. We will get back with you next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Go get Cowboys.
Yeah. Go get Cowboys.
Yeah.
Lucius, yeah. You think we should play that for him?
So disappointed.
At 420?
It matters how you set it up, bro, because it's over the phone, but this.
Room and says, you can talk about D's nuts.
Yeah. Well,
he's so disappointed.
Still gets me, bro.
Just dejected. Yeah.
Just another.
I'm telling
thing.
You, he was looking at the clock on the wall when the guy's like, "Oh my god!" Yeah, I'm telling you, bro.
Want to get away?
Yeah.
Oh jeez,
is this over with? All right, let's see here, boys. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good, man. That's some generational audio right there.
It's hilarious to me, man. I gotta get focused. I'm sorry. Hey, the vibes. The vibes. Let's go to ESPN's George Sedano.
Yeah, it's our guy, friend of the program.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a national.
Carter sent me this right here. Carter knows my bag. I've never felt so seen. Until Carter came around. But yesterday was Halloween. And Dawson mentioned this, how at ESPN, they were dressed up like each other.
Yeah.
Their personalities were dressing up like each other and like impersonating each other and going the whole bit for the whole show.
It was like a bet payoff show.
Yes. Really. Yeah. Yes.
They were going hard, dude. They earned those paydays.
Because we could see George doing the Mad Dog, but we couldn't see, like, hear what he was saying.
He smoked it.
Did he? Okay.
Smoked
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
Tony, I feel like everybody on this panel is taking up for my bowl of gummies here, especially that gun ray over there. I don't know what she's doing down there, but I mean, let me tell you something. I saved those gummies for later. But here's the thing. I told Stevie and Molly that I wasn't going to talk about the Jets anymore until they were at least 500. But you're twisting my arm, Tony. You're twisting my arm here. So I'll tell you this. The Jets are a disaster. The season was over, Tony, last year. when Aaron Rodgers went down on the fourth play. So to me, the Jets, I don't want to talk about him anymore. You already made me talk about him. I'm not going to talk about him anymore.
That's strong.
Nah, that's real good.
Pure gold.
Man, that's really good.
Got the lisp in, the gummy reference.
Yeah.
And he's just like a sports reporter. He doesn't do like improv.
I think he does radio.
Okay. Yeah, he is a radio guy at heart.
Oh, yeah.
And he's grown into a TV guy.
I'll tell you about those radio guys.
But I was wondering, how do they motivate all these like high-profile media members, you know, to do this? I figure they got to be like, you're doing Halloween or you're fired, you know?
You think so?
I think so.
Ah, no, they probably made it fun.
It's probably like, dude, you're getting paid.
We'll cover your expenses on it if it's too much. I don't know, but it's fine.
You're probably getting paid. What do you think?
You couldn't get Dawson to do it.
500. It's like, I'm thinking it's $500 to $1,000 to just do around the home. Okay. I bet George Sedona made a minimum $500, maybe $1,000 just to sit there for 30 minutes, including commercials.
Mad Dog was making $10,000 a week at one point doing this. So I don't know what it is now. Probably more. But
I guess
his is only two appearances.
Yeah, you know, you pay well enough, you know, but they all capitulate.
They did.
I know some of them are like, you got to be kidding me. What did I sign up for? Is this my contract? I'm doing what today? I'm pretending to be Darth Vader talking sports? Screw you guys.
Now, if Perkins is having the same type of feeling that you are today, I understand, because they put him in that Batman suit and that was unfair.
Yeah, it was not good.
Completely unfair to him.
I would have dressed up like L. Duncan and got HR called on me.
Just be touching yourself the whole time.
God,
all
girl,
your body.
You see me.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I got escorted off the premises. All right, let's see here. What are they doing up there in Philly? 97.5, The Fanatic. Have you guys heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I'm more familiar with the whip.
Like, if they really hold it down against these guys are talented.
I think they can't.
If they do,
I've been the one pumping his D all week.
What?
610-632-0975. The word of the day today is challenge. Coming up, we'll update the Twitter poll. Continue our conversation on 97.5, The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Get to break.
Really,
they do.
I've been the one pumping his D all week.
Wow. Yes, you have.
He's excited about that D.
My goodness.
I had to hear it the second time to know what he was talking. I was like, okay, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what context? What? Oh, okay. I'm getting
it. You really stepped up when you were needed most.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah. Not sure what I just heard. Could win Masterpiece of the Week and G-Bag of the Day at the same time.
He doesn't need Dr. Peter Stahl. I love that name, bro.
He embraces his role, man. Anything for the team.
Yeah,
that's
that
one
name.
Viral D.
Guy.
Okay, you don't know Ball. That's a clubhouse guy right there. That's a guy who's teammate oriented.
Hagee with the breakdown for Steve, our 4-time champ, 3-time champ, something like that. George Sedano doing Mad Dog Russo for Halloween.
I checked that station's videos.
Yeah.
Not a lot of them went viral or anything. That's the only one that kind of went viral about pumping some D.
Yeah.
So congratulations up there in Philly.
We did it.
Congratulations.
We figured out what the algorithm really wants.
Philly stands up.
Great work at that today, guys. You killed it. Run it back tomorrow.
I got to do Hagee with Steve.
Me too, yeah.
Lucius.
Sure.
Walter.
I'll go Mad Dog, George Sedano.
That was epic. It deserves at least one vote, but by a score of 3-1, still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's Hagee with Steve Jones, who's coming up at 4:20 here in the nation. Nick Harris at 3:20. NFL News Today is coming up at 3 o'clock. But, Chief, what do we got next?
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub. Next right here on The Fan.
Thank you very much, Lucius. NFL News of the Day is coming up at 3 o'clock. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, Cowboys writer at 3:20. Here's Chief with the biggest L's and biggest dubs.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. Even though the Yankees are the only MLB team to blow a 5-plus run lead, allow 5 or more earned runs, commit 3 or more errors, commit catcher's interference, and commit a balk or balk, all in the same game, regular season or postseason, since earned runs became an official stat in both leagues in 1913. Those Yankees aren't your biggest L of the week because a Dodgers fan had his hand blown off a firework by way of celebration after doing that to the Yankees.
Yeah, perhaps one of the most disturbing videos I've seen on social in a long time. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah, and Wolchuk got a different angle, different POV that is even more explicit. From what I understand, fingers are flying everywhere.
That dude had six fingers.
With the initial view,
now he's got none.
Oh my goodness, there it is. With the initial view, it was behind him.
Yeah,
and all we really couldn't tell what was happening because we kind of saw his back. But that one,
back up, Terry.
Yeah.
Seriously, back up, my fingers are about to go all over the place.
Yeah, man, this has like a very graphic view of everything.
It's like Kill Bill of like blood squirting.
Like fingers are dangling.
It's unbelievable.
Oh my goodness.
And it's without question.
I just saw what Wolchuk was talking about.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Without question, the biggest L of the week goes to a champion. Dodgers fan champion, 25 years old, celebrating with his buddies in the middle of a random Los Angeles street, lighting a firework, holding it in his hand.
That's
too
like
long.
An M80 or a cherry bomb or whatever it is. And I'm just so appreciative that I could never get a hold of those in my youth, you know, because I did love the firecrackers back in the day when you could get like real firecrackers. I took some on a plane with me once, like four bricks of firecrackers in like maybe 1988 in a flight.
No issues.
Yeah, no issues at all. Yeah, that's cool. You know, just a kid with firecrackers. So it was a different time back then, but I could never get the M80s, you know, the
never
biggins.
Could.
Yeah.
How about this? Would you rather be that Dodgers fan?
No.
Or would you rather be this guy? 254, biggest L, my quote-unquote girl, he says, came home at 3:40 in the morning last night. R.I.P. Thirsty Thursday night out with the ladies.
On a Halloween.
Goes to 3:40, on a Halloween.
Smelling like baby wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Is that motor oil? What have you been doing?
Not again.
I'm just, my heart
goes out
to you.
I'd much rather be that guy. You know,
I would too, honestly.
Girl knows how to party, obviously.
Whoa.
817, biggest dub.
At least I got both my hands.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Biggest dub in the 817, future wife came home from ICU. Biggest L, I came down with the flu this week.
Oh, no. Okay.
You'll take that trade.
Yeah, hopefully future your wife system's not compromised.
She's out ICU and you get the flu. I think that's definitely a trade that you would make. So the dub outweighs the L there, but we appreciate that 817. Hope you get on the mend there.
Soccer team dropped 6-1 Tuesday night. Thanks for picking me up. Had to leave a little bit early to get up there to UTD and coach them up. And,
oh, yeah, that was that star-studded all-pro.
Yeah, we scored a goal against them. We nearly tied it 2-2 late in the first half.
Yeah.
They've only given up like two or three goals all year long. So we were like, wow. Dub.
Yeah.
You know, we also lost, so it was the dub and an L at the same time.
Moral victory, huh?
Absolutely. That was fun.
Improvement.
817 just picked up a ring from Diamonds Direct. Never thought I'd see the day, boys. We got love floating around the Metroplex right now. That's the place to go. Diamonds Direct, always getting it done. 817. Let us know how it goes, man. Send us the proposal details that you plan on unveiling. Maybe you're going to go to a local putting green, similar to your quarterback, Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
You know? Take a page out of the quarterback's book.
Some adventure landing.
And you got to have a cameraman land like in the weeds or something, right?
You behind, do. Oh yeah, yeah. It's got to be hiding. Photographed. There's no, and that's really where the challenge lies, because now there's a coordinating factor.
Yeah,
if you're trying to go that route, you know. So Godspeed, bro. But congratulations. 972, biggest L, buying Madden. Can't even sim a face of a franchise game. Who TF wants to play all 17 games of the season? So you can't simulate it. You have to play. But you're the face of the franchise, so you're the individual. I mean, who else is going to do your work for you? Like, this is kind of the problem of where we're at now. You don't want to put in the work. You want to get to the glory. You want to sim to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
how about you grind away with your guys, man? I mean, September football is important.
You got to put in the work. If you want to be victorious, put in the effort.
You don't just show up on Super Bowl Sunday and expect to be at your best. Certainly
that memory card changed everything. Because other than that, bro, you would have to, like, hope you saved your game. If somebody tripped over your little cords, that's right. You lost, dog.
Yeah.
And you probably played 2-3 games.
Yeah. Now you got to go back.
Now you got to go all the way back.
You lost your level ups.
Oh, my God.
See, in this case, I'd rather be that Dodgers fan who lost his hand than be the guy that's going through that right now. That is just miserable. Put all that time and effort in. 817, Biggest L, I came in fifth place in my office costume contest. Buck 50 went to first place, but he came in fifth place. I'm assuming there was only five people in the running, so this is a terrible time. That's a huge L. But what was? I would love to know what the costume was. I really would. Hey, big dub to local haunted house. Any haunted house attendees?
Yes, me. Yes, okay, this Saturday. Yep.
Oh, wow, this Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to do it, yeah.
All right, let me know which one you're going to.
The big one in, hold on.
Cutting Edge?
It's got to be the number one. Yeah. Fort Worth, so it's not too late for a Halloween party. Cutting Edge is the number one.
Yeah, Cutting Edge is fantastic.
Haunted house in the United States.
Yes. Wow.
According to USA Today, America's paper.
One time, and it was the best I've been to by far. I usually go to Dark Hour, which is right by Love and War, our buddy Red's restaurant there in Plano.
Shout out to Red.
Salute to Red.
Just didn't get over there this year, man. Things have changed.
Thanksgiving turkey once there. It was very good.
Yeah.
100-year-old abandoned meat packing plant. That's what Cutting Edge is.
Wow.
And they've turned it into the greatest haunted house in all of America. I cannot wait to get your review of that, Lucius. That's going to be fantastic.
I think that's where the real Texas Chainsaw Massacre happened.
Yes. Yeah, you have that. That's a fact. You can look it up, Walchuck.
I won't.
Starbucks is taking an L. I know you won't. I know you
lazy.
Won't. You really are, man.
I got to channel my inner Bryant. I need people to do it for me.
Hey, I want to say something real quick.
Yes. Yeah.
That clip we played, that Fanatic 97, Find the Fanatic from Philly.
Yeah.
Back of the day.
D-Pump.
You know those fools came in and attacked our YouTube page before?
Really?
Yeah.
The D-Pumpers?
Carter.
Carter, you want revenge?
Carter told me the game. He was like, yeah, man. Those people, they attacked our YouTube chat.
They were spamming us?
Yeah, dude.
DDoS. Yeah. It's true.
Trying to pump ours?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I'd be so jealous.
Well, big L to Starbucks. Their percentages or whatever.
And that haunted house was supposed to take like 50 minutes to get through, by the way.
Dude, yeah, that's the best part about it.
It's a whole hour.
And it's expensive, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
A lot of the time you go and you feel like you're overpaying because it's like, I'm in and out in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they pack everybody, so you can't really even enjoy it. Mm. And somebody gets scared right in front of you, so now I know what's coming. But this one, this one's fantastic.
That was definitely personal.
Yeah.
Chili's is a dub because their numbers are through the roof right now. They're getting all sorts of growth, and it's because they got some of the best deals going in all of culinary opportunities throughout the better part of America right now.
You got those baby back ribs on special.
They got like the $10.99 Big Smash Burger, and it is, dude. It's a solid size burger. You have the $17 triple dipper appetizer.
They're fighting shrinkflation and stagflation all by themselves.
Yes, dude. And they're being rewarded for it. So let's go. A big dub to the people, and it's giving a big dub to Chili's. On the other side of things, Starbucks, who just keeps cranking up. Next thing you're spending $9 on a coffee now. You go to Starbucks and they're dipping.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, dude, come on.
History.
I can't do this. I can't do an $8 latte. What do I look like?
This is amazing that $11 chili burger is a score right now. Like, dude, they got the hookup. Burger, $11.
That is where we are. Yeah. Now, I do think you get the burger. You'll get the chips and salsa.
Hopefully
endless style. But, Chili's is on the up right now. And I've had that burger when we were in Surprise. First night, what do? We stormed Chili's. And that burger was fantastic.
Bassick loves that Chili's.
Stormed.
Yeah, I was with Bassick. You know, we were storming
Chili's.
Hey, and also
I'm
big
from Knoxville, Tennessee. We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
We were starving, man. It was, we were a little hangry. Texas has the cheapest gas prices in the nation, according to AAA. So I guess
that's
a big dub for us. I mean, I know a lot of the folks that, there's a rookie player right now who plays for a California team, and he's like, the biggest adjustment is getting used to like $6 gas.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like, oh dude, I feel for you, man. I'm always looking whenever I see it, it's like under $2.50 or something, which it dipped the other day. that low and you're like, oh, I'll top off right now just because. Let's go ahead and get in the mix here, please.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to fill that up right there.
Do you use like Sam's or Costco? I use Sam's gas.
Do the Sam's gas.
I've done the Sam's gas.
Yeah.
Done the Sam's.
HEB, pretty cheap.
HEB gas.
Yep.
Do all HEBs have the gas station? I don't know if mine has the pumps. I don't think ours has the pumps. We're going to need that guy from Philly to come over to my HEB and get our pumps right.
Murphy's. Murphy's is good, too.
Yes, Murphy's is good.
Yeah, Murphy's.
Murphy's gas?
Yeah.
Oh, the USA. That's like Walmart, right?
Yeah, Walmart.
Yes. My Walmart is usually the cheapest. Like within striking distance of my place, Walmart's usually the one getting it done the best. So there it is. Biggest up, biggest up.
Well done, Chief. Thank you so much. Now, Stars are going to have to come back in the third. They trail 4-2 now going to the final period in, is this Helsinki? Where are they at in Finland? They're in Finland somewhere.
Hey, your guess is as good as mine, man. Not sure. I can't pronounce these cities.
Not sure which Finnish town they're in exactly, but they're there. And they need 2 to tie there in the third period or 3 to win. NFL news today coming up. Well, Chuck, where are we going?
It's official. A couple of Cowboys have been ruled out. We'll tell you who that is next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.